Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I've chosen to share a message from Psalms chapter 20. Let me read for us the entire psalm. It is written as a prayer. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for when we are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your request. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call.
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. We fall down, we lay our crowns feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus, and we cry, holy, 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 and we cry, holy, holy, holy.
We could think of many settings when such a psalm would be written in the days of King David. He could be the anointed one who led the army of God into battle, not with a trust in their own strength, not because Israel had more horses and chariots, but because they trusted in the saving power of Jehovah God. Often David went into battle, not with the strength in men to be victorious, but was indeed the victor because of his trust in God. Obviously, the psalm speaks of the covenant relationship God had made with his people through Moses. Under the Mosaic laws, sacrifices and burnt offerings were made to God. Zion is another name for Jerusalem, the holy city. The sanctuary was the holy place in the tabernacle and later in the temple. To all of Israel, the mention of these things had great meaning. Can this psalm share a message with us today? Well, I believe it can for every Christian. The prayer is very applicable for us as well. First of all, we will experience in life some distress. Every day is not a joyride. Every day we are not standing on the top of the mountain. We all know about the valleys. We face trials and problems. Jesus told his disciples they would face some troubles. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have overcome the world. Later, the Apostle Paul wrote that all of us who desire to and choose to live godly lives in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Just like folks in every generation, we make our plans, we have desires within our hearts. Life isn't any different than it has been. So the prayer for God to help us in our distress, to protect us, and to help us to come from His sanctuary is a valid prayer today. The request that God gives to us success in our plans and the desire of our hearts is something we should repeat today as we journey through our own life. The prayer of Psalms 20 is for God to be protective, to be a support, to give victory and success. Obviously, it is important that we understand that our plans and our desires must be in harmony with His divine will. It would not be the prayer of the righteous to pray for any evil plans to be fulfilled or evil desires within one's heart to succeed. The request is being made on behalf of those who have placed their trust in God. How can we trust in Him if we are not in relationship with Him? How can we place such trust without knowing Him and knowing His ways? How could anyone expect Him to be their support and protector if no commitment had ever been made to Him as Lord? It is evident that the prayer is made for those who have called upon Him as God. To be in Christ is to make a commitment to Him as Lord. This is the good confession of faith that is made in one's acceptance of Jesus Christ. Because we believe Him to be the Son of God, because we believe He has lived and died, becoming the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and it's because we believe He is the one mediator between God and us that we believe through Him that every person will stand in judgment. We then come to acknowledge Him as Lord of heaven and earth. We accept Him as Lord of our lives, and in that relationship we place our trust in His promises. We accept the rule of His word over our lives and make our appeal to Him in our own distress. We look to Him to give us victory. It may be victory over lust, pride, hatred, envy, or addiction, such as drunkenness, cursing, lying, or stealing. We may need the victory the Lord can provide us over the sin of adultery or dishonesty. We can pray this prayer for success over the ungodly sin of sexual perversion. God can provide us with the victory over a spirit of judgment and condemnation toward others and the sin of rebellion. Jesus is the one who will give us victory over a lack of faith and the desire for things of this physical world. Just as the psalmist was sure that God would give His anointed victory over whatever battle and enemy he faced, we can be sure God will give us victory as we plan through the desires of our heart to overcome such sins. And when we do, we will give God the glory. The battle belongs to the Lord, and the claim of victory should be His as well. Do you stand firm today in a trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior? If not, we believe the most important thing in your life is to have Him as your Savior. He needs to become the one whom you trust. We want to help you have such a trust. In times of distress, Jesus will be the one who will give you victory. He will protect. He will grant you support. He will not forget the offering of your life to Him, and He will accept the services that are rendered in His name. How about your life today? Are you facing some very stressful times? Is Jesus there to help you? Jesus has promised never to forsake His people. He may not remove troubles from our lives. However, He is able to make all grace abound toward us in all things, and that is exactly the way God answered the Apostle Paul's prayer about his thorn in the flesh. God promises to work for our good in everything. According to Romans 8:28, the promise is given that God is going to work in everything in our lives for our good. Jesus is calling today that we might come to him in faith, seeking his grace by our surrender to his will. Have you come? Jesus is waiting. The blood of Jesus is the cleansing power unto salvation. Our faith in Jesus should lead us into the waters of baptism to give our life to him. If you are already in Christ, wonderful blessings to you this day. If you are ready for a new life, blessed with God's great victories, we're inviting you through this message to come to Jesus Christ and give your life to him and find the protection and the security, the success and the victory that Jesus will give you.
Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing
for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of his glory.